Hello, Stuart here from Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. I'm just by myself this week as Jodie isn't so well. So let's commit this time of worship into God's loving care. Let us pray. Father, we pray that wherever we are listening now, that your Holy Spirit would unite us and that what we say and pray and read will minister to our inner beings, to renew us in our faith and our hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The reading is from Revelation 21, verses 1 to 7. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who is seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Amen. Let us pray. Father, bless to us this reading of your word as we seek to interpret it and understand it and apply it to our lives today. Breathe your Holy Spirit afresh upon us, open our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This Sunday is the last Sunday in the church calendar. Next week is the first week of Advent, when a new church year begins. So it starts just a month or so earlier than the usual calendar year. Today is the Feast of Christ the King, where we recognize Christ as our King and the King of the universe, and we look forward to the coming of his kingdom, his reign, in all its fullness. One thing we all need at the moment is hope. The last 20 months have been hard and taken a toll on all of us. And when we look at the world and listen to the news and see our television screens and online, it can look like everything is going to hell in a handcart. And after COP26, we don't seem on track to stop being on this highway to hell, to quote an AC/DC song. The reading and vision of John on the Isle of Patmos with his revelations give us hope that the end for creation and for humanity is not destruction and death, but newness. Verse 1 talks about a new heaven and a new earth. God's ultimate purpose is a renewed heaven and a renewed earth. The word for new isn't something completely new, but something being renewed in its reality. So the present heaven and the present earth will be transformed, because God's ultimate purpose is to renew heaven and to renew earth. In verse 3, we see that God's dwelling place is to be with the people, to be with us, humanity, and that he will be our God. In verse 4, we see that God comforts us where it says he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. So God comforts us, wiping every tear from our eyes. There is no more death or suffering or pain. In this new creation, death is finally defeated. The old order has passed away. There'll be no more suffering, no more disease, no more cancer, no more COVID. This gives us hope as we suffer ourselves and as we see our loved ones suffer. Some of us are suffering from our old age. Our bodies are failing us in many ways. And if not us, then we see our parents or our grandparents suffering. My mother's Parkinson's disease is getting worse. I spoke to her today on the phone, and she said she only felt 50% normal. And Jodie often suffers from debilitating headaches. She is today. And seeing those you love suffering is really hard, often worse than suffering yourself. But one day there'll be no more crying or pain, no more Parkinson's disease, no more headaches. This fills us with present and future hope in the midst of the struggles and challenges we all face. It is easy in our lives to lose sight that Christ our King is already reigning. He is already risen and is above all powers and principalities. And one day his kingdom, his rule and reign will be fully established. In verse 5, the one on the throne who is Christ says, "I am making everything new." Christ will make everything new, a new heaven and a new earth, and we also will be made new, with new bodies liberated from sin, death, decay, and disease. How and when this will happen, we do not know, but this is our hope. Our hope is not in earthly political, economic progress, or on what happens through politics, or in a church community trying to grow it and to develop it. Our hopes ultimately aren't in these things, but in Christ, who is making all things new, including us. This begins now, but will be perfected in eternity. In verse 6, Christ says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." What he is saying with that is that he is the beginning of everything and the end of everything. He is the A of the alphabet and the Z of the alphabet. Everything begins in him and ends in him. We, like John, who saw these revelations on the island of Patmos when he was in exile, need to look to Christ to have our vision of him renewed, so that we can have him as our King and Lord, and so that we can have real hope, hope that is not passing, but hope which is eternal. We have an inheritance that is eternal with God. In verse 7 we read, "Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." We will be victorious, and we will inherit all this. A new heaven and a new earth where there is no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away, and behold, he says, "I am making everything new." And that includes you and me, no matter how we may be feeling at this moment. Let us pray. Lord God, we pray that we would have that hope of a new heaven and a new earth where you are making all things new, including us. Root that eternal hope in our hearts that we can be encouraged through the challenges and the difficulties we face day to day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn now to some intercessions of prayer, and I'll leave some spaces for you to fill in your own prayer requests. Let us pray. God of power and might, may your majesty be revealed to the world. Bring justice, bring freedom, bring plenty, bring joy. We pray for the suffering peoples of the world. We pray for in your loving mercy, hear our prayer. God of humility and love, may your majesty be revealed to humankind. Bring healing, bring peace, bring comfort, bring new life. We pray for those who are ill, anxious, or bereaved. We pray for in your loving mercy, hear our prayer. God of life and light, may your majesty be revealed in our lives. Bring faith, bring wisdom, bring courage, bring love. We pray for ourselves, for our church community here at Carey Baptist in Moulton, and throughout the world, and especially for in your loving mercy, hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, and our Lord and Saviour. In your loving mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. And we close with a blessing. Christ our King, make you faithful and strong to do his will, and bring you to reign with him in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those you love this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. Go well and God bless. Amen.